Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hey there, all you listeners. Thank you for listening. My name is Kasha, and welcome to the Creative Home Podcast. I've been away for a few weeks, actually went on vacation, and I thought I'd be doing some of these podcasts while on vacation, but really, no, it came down to it. There is just so much hustle and bustle. For those of you who don't know, we currently live in Germany, and we'll be back in North Carolina next summer, summer of 22. But I have a senior on my hands who needed to take a look at some college campuses. So that was part of our summer tour of driving around to check out all these campuses, do some tours, walk around, get to know the campus, and figure out which one does she really want to apply to. So I had some help with that. If you ever need a travel agent to help you with that, Carrie Cameron with Embrace Your Journey Travel, she is fantastic. She helped me get the hotel set up. I figured out the tour and everything. I just sent her the itinerary and said, okay, we're going to be in these cities and these dates. Can you please help me find a hotel? So she did a fantastic job. So I'd highly recommend using her if you ever need help with something like that, whether it's stateside, European side, cruises, tours, wherever, boat cruises, whatever, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so I thought I'd be doing some podcasting while on vacation. And as it turned out, it just didn't work out. There was just so much driving in between from city to city and looking at things, and whether it was looking at campuses or just exploring the city and getting to know it and finding, you know, being a tourist, right? We actually went through like Nashville, for example, just one night just to get through. And then that night we, you know, had made an attempt to make sure we found some barbecue, make sure we found wings that have murals painted on the walls in downtown Nashville. It was such cool things to become a tourist in your own country, right? But just different city, right? So I apologize. I've been off of here to tell you and give you some good tidbits and things like that. But today, what I want to talk to you about are some moving day steps that homeowners mess up. Because while I was driving around the United States, I saw a lot of moving vans out there. They were everywhere, especially around the end of the month, right? You guys are moving into a new place, maybe found a new apartment, new job, whatever it is. But yeah, there were a lot of big trucks, moving trucks, little Penske trucks, U-Hauls, and things like that. So I want to get you ready for that moving day, because as someone who's moved around a lot in the military, there is some preparation that you need to do to get you ready for the move. So I wanted to share some 9 things that I have learned to prepare and get you ready for moving day. Okay. So number one, the first thing is get rid of anything you don't plan on using in the new place. If you haven't opened the box, like say you found something in storage and you're like, ooh, I haven't used this the time that I've even lived here, you probably don't need it, you know? So why move extra stuff you haven't used? Donate it, hold a garage sale if you have time, or just consign it, okay? Or if you're like literally, you know, staying in the same city but just moving to a different place, consigning might be easier. If you're literally moving out of the city and the state, just donate it, okay? It's just easier that way. Right. As you get ready, find all your important documents and keep them together in a container, whether it's a zippered envelope. I have like a fireproof bag. Documents such as birth certificates, car titles, those are hard to get duplicates, so it's best to keep them with you. So make sure you have your bank account information, your checkbooks, passports if you have them, any of those important documentations. Make sure you keep them, that they don't get packed up by either the movers or yourself by accident. Make sure you have them, because you really don't realize how much you need that stuff until you realize, oh crap, I need my social security card. Where did that go? You know? So all those important documents, school papers, school documents, if you have kids in school, if they mail them directly to the school because they don't want you to hand carry it, that's fine. You know, make sure that kind of stuff gets done, okay? Number 3, do a home inventory. Take pictures of all the items you have in your home, or a quick video, okay? Now is the time to do this before it gets packed away, to show that, hey, that TV, that, you know, 50-inch, 70-inch, whatever size TV that is, that Sony, you know, soundbar, whatever, that you actually had that in your possession, okay? That way you can prove that if it is a moving company that moved you, that, yeah, you had that, you know, or ladders. God, we had a 24 extension ladder that they threw underneath the truck, not in the truck, underneath it, because it was so long. And so when it came time to unload that, we're like, well, where's that extension ladder? And they're like, what extension ladder? I'm like, hold on, let me take a pic. I have a picture. Let me show you. And they're like, oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, they almost got away with that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do a home inventory. Put it on your phone. And that way you have it, you know, easy peasy. Number four, write down the serial numbers of your electronics if you're using a moving company. Or better yet, take a picture of it, okay? Again, proof that you own the item in case it gets lost. Moving companies, especially with the military, what we had to do is they actually write the serial number on the packing list and on the outside of the box so that they know that there's, you know, a DVD player or TV or something. It should be, must be, according to military orders, written on the box and on the packing slip. Okay, so if you're new to the military and this is your first move, maybe you're a brand new spouse and welcome to the military, this is part of your life, this is what you get to deal with. Yeah. So write down those serial numbers, make sure that's written on the boxes, take a picture of it so you have proof, again, that you have it. Okay, number five, decide which items you will take in the car with you versus what's going in the moving truck. So certain things the moving truck cannot pack, the moving companies cannot pack, things like candles, propane tanks, matches. I know, matches, weird. It's flammable, right? And open bottles of liquor. So you may be thinking, oh, I'm just going to have just a suitcase with my clothes. No, guess what? There's going to be a lot more stuff in your car if you really want to keep it. Yeah, all those candles, yeah, start burning them and enjoying them, or be ready to put them in a box and stash them in your car. I'm serious. Yeah. So, yeah. And there may be some irreplaceable items like photo albums. If you have, like we do, a whole bunch of, you know, Shutterfly, Snapfish type books, right? Well, yes, they're all on in the cloud, but I print them out into books. And yeah, those are sentimental to me. So I'm like, yeah, I want to keep those. They're going to go with me. Luckily, I can reprint them if I really get them, you know, if I lose them or something like that. So make sure that while you know you have just a suitcase of your clothes, maybe you have a baby and you definitely want to throw in, you know, a bassinet or a playpen or something with you in the car, make sure you have that set aside, okay? Number six, pack your clothes a few days before the move and put them away so they aren't packed by the movers. Because if you are having moving company, they will pack up everything. If you're going across the country, make sure you set aside traveling clothes and a couple extra sets on the other way, or just enough to get you there so that you can do laundry at the new place. Okay. So those are always an interesting thing, especially when you're going overseas. You're going to pack your clothes into a big suitcase anyway. Yeah, you're going to want to do that. So take a look at that and make sure you have your clothes laundered and everything, all that kind of final stuff before you go. Number seven, explore the new city. If you can, find a way to either look up online some places. Just like I said, when we went on vacation for a couple of weeks, we did play tourist, you know. Look up places to go. Find things. For example, one of my kids picked out a book at the library before we, you know, while we're here, about Alabama, just random Alabama and what you can find in Alabama and what's to know about Alabama. And there's a couple of things in there, that she said, yeah, there's these bugs that are unique that are only can be found underground and they glow. And there's this place that you can go see them. I'm like, in Alabama? Really? I was like, I had no idea. I'm like, I don't live in Alabama. We don't plan on going to Alabama. But now I'm like, well, if we happen to drive through, I'm like, I'd want to stop there. So go to the local library, check out a book on the, you know, the state where you're going to be moving to, or the country, if you're going to a different country, and explore it. Find things online. There are so many YouTube videos about places to see and do. And it's just fun to go see, like, oh yeah, we got to go see that, you know? So explore the new city. If you can, number eight, find local banks and visit your schools or daycares before moving out. Now, I know larger banks are almost everywhere, but it depends on where you're going. And if you're moving to a daycare, you know, a place that needs a daycare, some places have a long waiting list, so check them out as early as possible. I know in Moore County, we have a fantastic resource called Partners for Children and Families. It's a great and free resource to help you find good daycare as well as availability. They know which ones have open slots based on, do you want a family daycare? Do you want a home daycare? Do you want homeschooling? What, all those different kinds of things. They can find all that kind of stuff for you. And I'll put the link in for the Partners for Children and Families if you're going to be moving to Moore County, North Carolina. Okay. And then lastly, if you can, do a, thing, drive the routes from the new house to the new job or the school before the actual first day of work or school. This will give you an idea of the traffic patterns, if there are any. I know we had my husband drove his route to work, and there was two stop signs and one traffic light, but it was an hour long type of thing. So it was all country back roads, which was really weird. You're like, wait, what? That's an hour long commute or 45 minute commute, and it was two stop signs and a traffic light? Really? That's it? Okay, so yeah, so take a look, find that wet one way, find an alternate way, get familiar with the area and drive the routes once you get to your new place. Because I know when you're getting ready for your moving day, you're probably just overwhelmed at so many things. And I know I do have a free checklist for you. The checklist is called 5 Things to Unpack in Your New Home. And since I've had to move, what was it, 7 times in 16 years, I got pretty good at knowing what to unpack first. And in there, it's just 5 things that you should unpack first, especially on the first day. So I'll put the link in there for you as well, so that you can get started. And for August, I'm going to be working on staging your home for the fall time frame because while it is July, I know, but people are already starting to, the stores are already, end of summer sales and things like that. I'm like, it's barely the beginning of summer. What do you mean end of summer? But it'll be here before you know it in August. College students are getting ready to get back into college, back into face-to-face, so moving back into dorms and things like that. If you're looking to sell your house in the fall, which is possible, a lot of people have done that. We've actually done that a couple of times. Most of the time, we've moved in the fall or winter. It's never been in the height of the summer, like early spring time frame. I don't know why. It just had never worked out that way. We were always fall slash winter movers. But there are a lot more serious people moving then because they're kind of waiting and seeing. Because especially with this market now, man, I know it's been hot and just trying to get the, houses have been moving quickly and everything. But you need to get your house ready for fall, and I'm gonna have a webinar for that. So if you guys are interested, keep an eye out, an ear out for that. As I go through the next podcasts, I'll let you know as I get that ready. So if you're looking to sell your house in the fall, I'll give you some tips on what you should and shouldn't do to get that ready. Okay? So I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're on vacation, I hope you really enjoy it. Enjoy your time off. Don't worry about work. I know some of you may be stressing over that, but it's really not worth it. You need the time to relax, to get to your, just relax and enjoy it. And that way, when you get back into work, you can kind of go, okay, now I can throw myself back into it. I've enjoyed my time off. Now it's time to get back to work. So I do hope you have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you guys later.